you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics hazard that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for. One, fresh graduates, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I'm going to be sharing a follow-up episode to episode 31, which I titled, Is Your Career Plan Bulletproof? You know, after that episode, Is Your Career Plan Bulletproof? Was released, I got a few feedback, and I thought it wise to do a follow-up episode. That is why this episode, episode 32, is coming up as a follow-up to episode 31. And on this podcast episode, we're going to be discussing using SWOT analysis for career planning. Before we proceed, it's important for me to let you know this, that the key to a successful career lies in knowing two things. One, what you are good at and what you like to do. After you've discovered what you are good at and what you like to do, then you can now put all your energy into becoming the best at what you do. So the whole idea is to get what you're good at and what you like to do and putting your all of your energy into becoming the best in what you do. Also, according to the words of Leo Pastor, he says, chance favors the prepared mind. Chance favors the prepared mind. Now, this means that the more intentional you are in your career, the more predictable it is to achieve success in your career journey. Now, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, it defined career as a person's course or progress through life or a distinct portion of life. It can also pertain to an occupation or a profession. In a nutshell, your career is your life. So, planning your career and not leaving it to chance is a very wise move. Now, what do we mean by the SWOT analysis? Now, the SWOT analysis is a very useful concept that can be applied to the career planning process. SWOT analysis is a very renowned business strategic planning tool that is useful to evaluate a project or a business venture. Now, when we look at the word SWOT, it's actually an acronym that means strength, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. Strength, weaknesses, opportunity and threats. Now, to a large extent, the SWOT analysis is responsible for quite a number of successful businesses today. Now let's do a simple analogy in real life. Now, what do you think is the strength of CNN as an organization? Did I hear you say breaking the news? Yes, you're right. What about e-channel? Entertainment. Very right as well. Now, would you be able to compare CNN and e-channel at the same time? Can they really compete? Not really. The major reason why I cannot put them side by side per se is the fact that their core strength differs. Right? One is known for breaking the news, the other one is known for entertainment. And as a result, the same way you could look at your iPhone or your Android phone, and I can go on and on and on. What I'm doing exactly is to be able to look at how the SWOT analysis apply to businesses and even projects. Now, so this key strategy planning tool SWOT analysis can be made adaptable to the career planning process. And when you apply SWOT analysis to your career planning process, definitely it will yield useful results. Now, when we're looking at SWOT analysis again, there are two key dimensions to SWOT analysis. We have the internal component. You know, I said earlier on that SWOT means strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threat. Now, the internal dimension or the internal component to the SWOT analysis is your strength and weaknesses. What is internal? Why the external component or the external dimension is opportunities and threats. So now, what makes SWOT especially powerful? What makes it powerful is this. When you look at it critically, when you're looking at a business, you're looking at a project, there are some things that are internal to that project. We call them the strengths and weaknesses. There are some other things that are external to the project or to a business. We call it the threats and the opportunities. Now, taking it and throwing it into the career planning process, we're going to be looking at a few things that has to do. What are those things that are internal to you as an individual? What are the weaknesses? What are your strengths internal to you within your control? And the external component we're going to be looking at as your own career is, what are the opportunities available? What are the threats available, or the threats that currently happen or that are currently there? These things are external to you as an individual. Now, if you look at yourself using the SWOT framework, you will start to separate yourself from your peers, because by the time you understand critically the internal things and the external stuff, it tends to stand you out from others, and you become specialized. You get deeper knowledge about yourself. You're clearer about some certain things, and it becomes very clear. So let's just dig into these various aspects as pertaining to career. Now we're going to look at strength. It's internal. Now by strength, we refer to the internal positive aspect of your career that are under your control and upon which you can base your career planning process. So when we're talking about the strength related to your own career, internal to you, we're looking at areas that include educational qualification. We're looking at things around professional certification or affiliation. They are strength. We're looking at work experience. We're looking at technical knowledge of your own field. And we're also looking at your personal characteristics, such as strong work ethics, self-discipline, and a high level of energy, things around specific transferable skills. All of these things are internal within your own control, and they are strength to you as an individual. They are strength to your career choice. They are strength in a job you're trying to apply for. So why choose a career, apply to a job that you're not qualified for? Why not go for things that play to your strength? So when you look at strength vis-a-vis the SWOT analysis, it helps you to be able to know, what are you good at? Those are your strengths. Looking at each of those components which we have looked at. Now, when you go ahead to look at weaknesses, we're looking at things that are internal negative aspects of your career that are under your control and upon which you plan to improve. They are weaknesses to you. These are similar to when they ask you in an interview process, so what are your weaknesses? Now, some of these things include, but not limited to, lack of work experience, low university grade. Maybe you add a 2-1 and that's a strength. But if you add a 2-2, if you add a pass, that's a weakness per se. If you look at wrong choice of study, maybe you studied zoology, for example, and you're trying to apply for a job in accounting, for example, that may be a weakness in itself. But by the time, because you want to improve on them, that means you must be able to know them and be able to improve. Maybe you have weak skills, weak communication skills, weak leadership skills. You need to improve on them. They are weaknesses at the moment, as it were, but you're planning to improve on them. Or your negative personal characteristic, poor work ethics, lack of self-discipline, maybe you're too emotional, you lack motivation. They are weaknesses as they were now, but basically you want to improve on them. The whole idea is not for you to focus on your weakness, but to acknowledge them and find ways to reduce those weaknesses, or as they have effect on your career. So they are internal, strength internal, weakness internal. Strength are the things you want to magnify, you want to play to your strength. Weaknesses are the things you want to improve on. Then when we now look at the external dimension to your career, we're looking at opportunities and threat. So let's look at opportunity. By opportunity, we refer to the external positive career conditions. They are positive, they are external, that are related to your career, which you can use to your advantage. So when we're talking about opportunities, a very typical example is this: economic growth in a particular field. Currently, there's a boom in technology. So that means if you have technological skills, it's an opportunity for you. You know about web development. There is a large shift towards web development, towards technology, use of technology today. So it's an opportunity for you in your own field. You have technological advancement, globalization. People are working across borders. There is flex time. There are opportunities. Now, what about opportunities around professional development in your own field? Now, there are some courses and there are some profession that when you have a professional certificate, it's a plus to you. There are opportunities. Because you are ICANN certified, there are certain jobs that are naturally open to you as opportunities. And also concerning your chosen career path, it can have unique prospects, even basically. So all of these things are opportunities which you can maximize to your own advantage. Then when we now look at the threat, they are external, they are negative, but there are conditions around your career that you cannot control per se directly, but you can lessen their effect on your career aspirations. So when we're talking about a negative effect, we're looking at recession. In an economic recession, there is downsizing. People are being let go from their job. Now, that's a threat to you. But when you know that it exists, you can be able to reduce its effect. Now, what about talent wars? Now, at the moment, if you feel that you have a BSc degree, there are enough people with your same age that have MSCs. It's a threat to you or to the application you're applying for, to a job you're applying for, to your career. So what does that mean? You now need to know, what do I need to do? It's a threat. I have younger people, smarter guys, BSc holders. I have BSc and they're having an MSc. What do I need to do? So it's a threat. You need to work around it. Is it that some organizations at the moment are not recruiting the class of degree? Some time ago, somebody had to ask me about, he had a third class and he's applying to a bank and they are not taking him. It's a threat to him because he didn't have a good degree. So basically, these threats are springing up from your weaknesses. If you choose not to do something, they become a threat to your career. So basically, we're saying, is it that you have limited professional development or training? It's a threat at the moment, but you need to work on them to be able to lessen their effect. So we've looked at strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threat. So all that we have looked at, they are not exhaustive. It's just trying to give you a clue, and I've been giving you an understanding. Now, what I want you to do now is this. I want you to take a piece of paper, and I want you to start looking at your career vis-a-vis strength, weaknesses, internal to you, vis-a-vis opportunities and threat. I want you to come up with a personal career SWOT analysis. Now, by the time you are done with a personal career SWOT analysis, what does it do to you? It serves as a guide. When you're choosing a career, you can sit down and look at, what are the strengths of this career opportunity? Within me, what are the things I have to be successful in this career? What are my weaknesses that will prevent me from being successful? What are the opportunities that are available in the labor market? And what are the threats in the labor market? Then you can be able to even use it for job selection. So if you need to apply for a job, you could do a simple SWOT analysis to say, these are the qualifications required for this job. What do I have? I have X, Y, Z. That even increases your chances of success, even in that choosing job opportunity or even in a choosing career field. So I'm going to believe you've been able to see that SWOT analysis is a powerful tool for career planning today. And for some of us, this will be coming to us as a paradigm shift. So are you serious? This is a business terminology that can be useful to the career planning process. Exactly. The whole essence is for you to be better at planning your career. It's for you to be better. So all we'll be able to do is to look at the various terms that will help you to take charge of your career. So thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. I'm sure you'd have questions after now. Feel free to ask your questions when you're done listening to this podcast. Drop your comment in the show notes of this podcast episode, episode 32. Or as well, you could also reach me on Twitter at Shegu Akiode and ask your question. Or if you need career coaching, feel free also to do so. Go to my website, sheguakiode.com, and please stay in touch. Get in touch with me and ask your career related question. Seek help because help is available for you. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of the podcast. This is your host, Shegu Akiode, signing out for today. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegu Akiode. To know more about Shegu Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegu Akiode, at SEGUNAKIODE, or visit his website www.shegunakiode.com. See you next time.